like so many people, I started riding bicycles at a very early age. But sometime at some point in my teens, a friend loaned me a lightweight road bike, and I became obsessed. I worked in bike shops, and I've been an avid bicycle rider of one kind or another ever since. Especially mountain bikes. When mountain bikes came along, I really got into those, and I've been riding mountain bikes for, well, let's just say a long time. Bicycles are the best way to see any area or even a wider region if you want to get into cycle touring. It's faster than walking, obviously, but more importantly, it's slower than a car. And so it gives you the opportunity to kind of look around, and stopping is not a problem. You know, when we're in the van or in a car or even on a motorcycle, stopping is an ordeal, right? Well, find a place to park and clamor out and all that stuff. Whereas with a bicycle, you just hit the brakes and either lay the bike down or put it on its kickstand or lean it up against something, and you're free to walk around a bit. So yeah, bicycles, my advice is, bring bicycles on the van, in the van, whatever it takes. You don't have to be a cyclist or into bikes, quote unquote. You know, there's nothing wrong with a simple beach cruiser, even folding bikes, especially folding bikes. They're so great for storing away, and you take it out and in 5 minutes it's reassembled and it's ready to ride around some small town or the campground or down to the beach or whatever's around and local. You can go see it without packing up the whole van and driving around, without towing a car or getting out a motorbike, the bicycle, folding bicycles, any bike really, just simplifies nearby travel. And again, if you want to get into touring, bicycle touring or mountain biking, you can bring more gear, a more substantial bike, and now you're good for many miles of travel on trails or roads all around the area that you're parked up at. Again, a simple beach cruiser is a wonderful thing. They tend to be heavy and cumbersome, but they're one gear, and you can keep them on a rack on the back of the van or tie them down to a roof rack, or if you've got a big van, store it in your garage. Another cool thing that's come along in the last few years, in recent years, is e-bikes. You know, if you just don't want the heavy exercise of pedaling everywhere and up steep hills and stuff like that, e-bike might be the answer for you. The price has come down and the quality's gone way up in recent years, and they're readily available everywhere. And it's just a bicycle with a motor, typically pedal assist. So when you pedal, the motor kicks in and helps propel the bike forward. And how much you spend will determine how fast the bike will go, and more importantly, how much battery life or distance you have on one charge. And also the weight. I was just reading about, I think it's Specialized, released an 18-pound electric road bike. Incredible, 18 pounds. That's getting down into super light bicycle territory. So the possibilities are endless with that. And I've been fortunate enough to get to ride a very powerful full-on downhill bike with powerful motor that's good for 2 or 3 hours of climbing. And it's like free shuttling without a car. So you get to the top of the hill very quickly, and then you get to bomb down. It's really great. Again, bikes can be broken down into a pretty small space. So even if you've got a full-on mountain bike or road bike, you can pull the wheels off and it doesn't take up a lot of space. A lot of people like to design a garage, under the bed at the back of a Sprinter or a ProMaster to hold a bike mostly assembled. That's not really my thing. I'd rather use that space for something else. But it's a very popular way to design for bicycles, and you'll see slide-out trays that hold the bicycle with fork-mounted and stuff like that. So yeah, lots of possibilities. And again, you can also just strap any given bike down to a roof rack and store it in a bag. There are bicycle bags to fit any size bike. Now it takes up even less space, and it's not obvious that you have an expensive bike in your van or on top of your van if security is a concern, as it probably should be. Again, my favorite are mountain bikes. Mountain biking is a full-blown sport. So You can do that as a pastime where you break out the bike every once in a while, or you can make the cycling aspect of van life destination oriented. I do that. I will plan a route through my state, Washington State, or down the Oregon coast or into California, and just thinking about which trails I want to hit next. And especially true of this region, I can cover the entire southwestern United States just going from trail to trail. You've probably heard about the trails in Moab and places like that, but there are really trails everywhere. And the same is true of road bikes, of course. If you ride a road bike, well, that means you can ride anywhere. You don't need trails. So I like to look at it like I don't need roads. I can ride on any trail, but that's just my preference. So let's see. And most areas do have mountain bike accessible roads as well. So more and more land is opened up for mountain biking access. And with a mountain bike, you can get over nearly any terrain. And a fat tire bike, for example, you can ride on the beach. And they tend to be, or there are models available that are single speed and very lightweight. So even though they have big fat tires wider than 3.5 inches that will get you over sand or snow, they don't have to be super heavy. So make sure you go into a bike shop and kind of pick some up and test ride them. You'll see what I mean. A lot of times they're very light. So yeah, what's your favorite kind of bicycle? What kind of cycling are you into? And do you have questions about getting into cycling? Go ahead and shoot me an email at podcast@vansage.com, or just go ahead and drop a comment on any post at vansage.com and we'll chat about it. Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're giving away a useful van life resource over at vansage.com. The Campervan Essentials Checklist for packing and outfitting your van. It's the easy-to-use download for making sure you've got all your van life essentials on board before you hit the road, and it's free at vansage.com. And there's more. You're going to get the Vansage newsletter, packed with exclusive van building, living, and traveling resources. And we've got more useful downloads coming soon. You can find all that via the link in the description for this or any Campervan podcast episode, or just head over to vansage.com and click the appropriate button. Okay, thanks again for listening. Until the next episode, best of luck in all your endeavors and enjoy your van life adventure.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me.